Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the new way to source liquidation goods. Now that a seller canceled transaction is one of the only two ways you can earn a defect, inventory management is more important than ever. And Robert Gilbreth is the vice president of ShipStation, and he's here now to tell us about ShipStation's new inventory management feature. Ooh, I'm intrigued. Robert, how does ShipStation's native inventory management feature work?
Hey, thanks for having me, and great question. You know, it's something new that we have out for our users, and it's fairly basic. It's not, I know inventory can seem very daunting, and it's obviously something very important, but we've attacked it from thinking of it in a very, very simple way. I mean, sort of the quick bullet points are that it helps you track and simply manage what your levels are, your stock levels, right? So, just like a simple count, if you will. And then our tool kind of monitors that. Once you set your stock levels initially, the tool monitors that for you. And then you can make decisions around that, whether you need to order more or change how you're marketing or change what you're merchandising out on your site or on eBay. So it gives you that control as well. And then, kind of a neat thing that we've built into it as well, I guess it's a little more than just a simple tool, is the idea of allocations, right? So, again, big word, but it doesn't have to be a hard thing, so we try to make it really simple. We've allowed you to say, you want your eBay orders to get out in a very timely way. You want to get good eBay feedback. So if 10 orders come in and 7 of them are from eBay and 3 of them are from a different selling channel, let's ship those eBay ones first. Let's give inventory to those first to make sure those get fulfilled versus maybe some other channels that good feedback or maybe timeliness isn't as important.
Wow.
So, so it's kind of neat, really. And, all this to say, you don't want to sell something that you don't have, right?
No, absolutely not.
That's going to give you a defect. We don't want that.
Yeah, we've chatted. I've chatted with you guys before, and I my father and I were selling auto parts on eBay back in mid '90s, and there were no tools like there was no inventory control tools. It was me with a notepad, had a list of stuff that we had listed on eBay, and if my dad had a brick and mortar parts store, so if he sold it there, I literally had a clipboard hanging by the parts register, and I would hope that the couple of guys he had working for him would mark it off the list. And they normally wouldn't. I would have to almost every other day go look at that list and then go check it back in the actual parts warehouse to make sure it was still there. And then here we are, fast forward, 20 years later, and clipboard and fingers crossed doesn't have to be the way to go anymore.
So, Robert, how automated is your system? Because I know a lot of people right now who are keeping Excel spreadsheets on their own to do inventory, and it's not automatic.
So, I would say the spreadsheet is today what my clipboard was 20 years ago, and our native inventory inside of ShipStation is trying to alleviate that. So let's say you have that spreadsheet today. You can use that. We allow you to import it as a CSV and set those stock levels in your ShipStation account, and then you don't have to keep track of it that way anymore. You still have to know, you still have to receive items outside of ShipStation. Obviously, you physically receive them. You might have to go in and do, inventory adjustments. That's just, those are always going to be true. But what we're trying to be able to provide is enough of a level of automation so that people really, and again, I bring up my old eBay story because it's close to heart as far as we don't want our users to sell something they don't have.
So can you set the system to alert you when your stock gets low?
Yeah, you can. So you can basically say, hey, if it's a certain level, let me know. There's reports that you can use inside that shows you inventory levels, so you can see what's running down, and then you can use that to make decisions around replenishment, right? So someone might always want to, reorder when you only have 10 left or 5 left. Like, it's depending on how quick you're selling through and what your velocity looks like.
We're speaking with Robert Gilbreth. He's vice president of ShipStation. He's been with us before. He's a honored sponsor of eBay Radio. And he's talking with us about his new inventory management feature that he calls ShipStation's Native Inventory Management Work, NIMW. Okay.
Hey, Robert, what happens when you try to print a shipping label for a sold-out item?
You can still do it. So let's say there's a situation where maybe your count is just off, right? But you know you have it. We allow someone to override that, but they're going to get a warning that says, "Hey, are you sure you want to do this?" So we see the tool as a preventative and a piece of your ongoing optimization, but it's not going to be a roadblock that's going to block you from doing some business critical thing.
But it is going to warn you, so that's good, Griff.
Yeah,
it'll warn me.
Can you say, "Are you sure you want to do this?"
Well, lots of people ask me that, and I still say, yeah, I do, and I regret it later, so that might not be a good thing. I don't know.
Yeah, and part of that also, because, our system is very, you can set things up to function the way you want. So with that warning, we do allow people, if you know you never, without a doubt, want to print a label, if the system is saying you're out of it, we let our users set that level of warning. So it could be a blocker, and it's, sorry, you can't do it, or it could be, hey, here's a warning. But I'll let the user go ahead and do it. So we let people decide. I think the other thing to point out about our inventory, we've done this branding around native to make people understand that it's inside our system, right? It's native to the system. As opposed to at the same time that we launched the native, we have many partners that are already doing inventory software, right? So, you've got guys like Stitch Labs out of San Francisco or Channel Advisor, right? And, eBay, they both have a lot of eBay sellers using them. And what we've done with those, our native doesn't necessarily replace those folks. What we did is we launched the native, and then we launched really great enhancements to how we interact with Stitch Labs, how we interact with Channel Advisor, and also how we interact with Fulfillment by Amazon. So, folks are selling, but they're letting Amazon fulfill. We've done some, sort of third-party tracking. And what that tool does, it's to me, it's almost as exciting as our native one. What it does, it pulls in data and shows it within our application for counts that are actually held in those third-party tools. So, what we try to do is launch these new inventory features that not only helps folks that aren't using anything, but also folks that already have other systems in place. So it's been received fairly well, and we're excited about what it's doing for our users.
Robert, you've come a long way since those clipboard days. So you started selling on eBay right at the beginning, pretty much. If you did the mid '90s,
my dad. I want to say my dad was always sort of early on kind of computer related stuff, and he joined eBay within the first year. Back then you didn't launch a e-commerce website. It didn't exist, right? So the for us, the quickest way to get to market and to get some eyeballs was via eBay. I mean, I could do a whole different interview about our experience on eBay in the early days, outside of ShipStation, because that's a whole, that's a lifetime ago for me. But, the Wild West of early eBay, and you guys were around there too, there was some fun stuff there. I mean, it's still a great platform. It was a lot of different things. And, we were using it as a marketing channel. There wasn't a way to get eyeballs easily back then, pre all the ways now that there are to launch, launch websites. I joke, I've said this on other interviews, maybe even with you, but in the time that we'll be on this interview, we could have already launched a web store, right? We could have already
put a ton of
items on eBay or on Amazon or whatever, right? And so it's exciting. And I know for me personally, having been an eBay seller and not being my only channel and being very small and growing that to being part of other online retailing, larger retailing companies, now being at ShipStation, I've kind of come full circle, and now I'm getting to help, if you will, bear with me as I say this, but I get to help folks like myself and my dad. ShipStation gets to help those kind of folks every day.
Well, that's, Griff, I love this story because this is an entrepreneurial story. I mean, it's a double entrepreneurial story because they were selling on eBay and then they decided to make things to sell to other eBay sellers, tools and things. I love this whole story. So what else is happening at ShipStation right now?
What else has been going on? You know, we're real proud. We're also really proud of the we launched mobile applications, you know, over the last year. And then just at the beginning of February this year, we made some big enhancements. So we've got, you know, for iOS, for the Apple fans, we have a application. And then also for the Android folks, we have a native application. And the February tweaks really brought those applications up to level with our web-based application. So folks can use ShipStation Mobile, if you will, to do everything they could do in the application. And, you know, our customers were wanting us to do this. You know, it's funny. You know, folks want to be able to, the entrepreneurs that are running these businesses, they live and breathe their business, and all the way to, you know, rolling out of bed and cutting on their iPhone and wanting to see orders that were placed the day before or overnight. You know, we give them that now, and that all the way to, you know, part of that, we have patent pending technology around wireless printing that allows those folks on our mobile apps to print wirelessly to, you know, so I say I live in Austin and I'm the business side. I'm the merchandising side. I'm the listing management side of a business, but my warehouse is in Sheboygan, right? I could hit print on my mobile app in Austin. The printer in Sheboygan is going to fire up, print out those labels, and my warehouse folks up there can go ahead and handle the...
Robert, there's our music. Thank you for being with us.
This segment was sponsored by BULQ. It's about time you called 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
When it comes to shipping, sometimes you need to think outside of the box. Say hello to Roadie, the first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping community. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone. Tell Roadie what you need to send where and by when. And they'll connect you with someone already heading in the right direction. Think carpooling for cargo. When you sell those too big, too heavy items, Roadie gives you a faster, cheaper, friendlier way to send your stuff across the country. Whether you need to send an armchair to Atlanta or skis to Seattle, Roadie will get your stuff where it needs to go, even on weekends and overnight. Roadie handles the fee and payment, while real-time GPS tracking keeps you informed. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit Roadie.com.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200. So you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code.
Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit BubbleFast.com.